See, this is more than music, it's more than CD, it's more than radio, and it's more than TV. More than your hip hop, more than your rap, more than your crowds, more than your claps, more than album sales, more than album buys. And if you don't live it, then this album lies. More than savings, direct deposits, more than skeletons hiding in your closets. More than New York, more than the tri-state, more than who I like it, more than who you hate, more than who in jail, more than who got shot, more than my neighborhood, more than your block, more than who drugging, more than who thinner, more than a loser, more than a winner, more than what I do, more than where you work. Sorry, preacher, see you more than your church. It's more than me, and it's more than you, more than Jake South, and it's more than Jews, more than Obama, more than Hillary, more than if you really ain't feeling me, more than a butler, more than a maid, more than tomorrow, more than yesterday, more than your big hat, suits and ties, more than half truths, more than whole lies, more than who's wrong, more than who's right, more than your kids, more than my wife, more than where I live, more than what I drive, more than what's yours, more than what's mine, more than my hair, more than your clothes, more than my friends, more than your foes, more than my silver, more than your gold, all of this don't add up to your soul.
I'm back, but I want to give you guys a heads up. I want to say the prayers out to Chile, okay? The prayers to the people of Chile. Give glory to God. You got to give glory to God. You know, I want to talk about a couple of things before I get into a couple of things. Liturgy is very important. See, we pray in our church is what we believe. The sacraments are given to us for salvation. The seven sacraments. You need to be in a state of grace to receive your sacraments. Okay, our Protestant brethren, our born-again brethren does it. They say young people don't need to know. A lot of Catholics say this, and I'm a Catholic, and I know a lot of other Catholics say, oh, you got to leave the young kids alone, they're kids. Like Father Carapi said, hogwash. It's hogwash. Give glory to God. Stop pushing it on the young children. I push it on my 8-year-old son, and I got him praying every day, and I got him believing and understanding that God controls you every move. He will bring people back into your life. He will bring people out of your life. He will cast the devil away from you. Because remember one thing, the devil will knock you down, but Christ will bring you back up. So I want to get into a first reading, and the first reading is out of the book of Genesis, Chapter 15, verses 5 through 12, and 17 and 18. The Lord God took Abram. Now, Abram became Abraham, if no one reads the Bible and doesn't understand. Outside and said, look up at the sky and count the stars if you can. Just so, he added, shall your descendants be. Abram put his faith in the Lord, who credited it as an act of righteousness. He then said to him, I am the Lord who brought you Ur of the Chaldeans. Wow. Devil is actually trying to really stop me from doing my thing. Well, I'm going to get right into it. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Join with others in being imitators of me, brothers and sisters, and observe those who thus conduct themselves according to the model you have in us. For many, as I often told you, and now tell you even in tears, conduct themselves as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their stomach. Their glory is their minds are occupied with earthly things. You know, like cars, like money, you know, like BMWs. Thinking, oh, I got to hustle to feed my children. And now I'm going to get back into it because I just had to add it in. My man, I hustled for years thinking I had to feed my children. It got me nowhere but nowhere and nowhere. Friend in jail, friend turn rat, friend turn this, friend turn nothing to be no friend. Their minds are occupied with the earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven. Oh, I can't wait. And from it, we also await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our lowly body to conform with his glorified body by the power that enables him also to bring all things into subjection to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You see, every Sunday at my Mass, and every day at my Mass, because Catholic Mass, which Catholics are Christian, there's Mass every day of the week, Monday through Sunday. I choose to go as much as I can. We believe it's a sin if you don't go to church on Sunday. This is what I believe. This is what my church teaches me. I choose to follow what my church teaches me. My Protestant brethren, my born-again brethren, feel the same way. Now, you have some other people that believe Jesus was born in April. I'm going to turn around and say, I'll call you out right now. Hogwash. Jesus was born on December 25th. Go watch the Star of Bethlehem. More proven fact. I don't want to hear it. People want to say global warming. Your opinion. God bless you. Global warming. Hogwash. These things are happening for a reason. It's in the book of life, the book of the Bible. So now I want to get into a couple of questions and answers to enlighten some people, and then I'm going to tell you where it comes from. Okay? Now I will tell you where it comes from. The Paschal Mystery in the Sacraments of the Church. What are the sacraments and which are they? The sacraments instituted by Christ and entrusted to the church are infigurous signs of grace perceptible to the senses. Through them, divine life is bestowed upon us. There are seven sacraments. There's that number, seven again. Baptism, confirmation, Holy Eucharist, penance, anointing of the sick, holy orders, and matrimony. Now listen, before I get into the next question, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it real well. Isn't it ironic that Sunday is the Lord's Day? The Son Day, Son of God, Son of Mary, Son of Man, Sunday. See, without penance, without confession, you're not ready for public ministry. If you don't have an ounce of consciousness in your head, and you're going to go out and snort an ounce of blow, and smoke your weed, and do your this, and not have a conscience about it, well, my friend, then you ain't ready. You ain't ready because Lent, what I go through in my church, what this is 40 days. Jesus was tempted by the devil, tempted by the wicked ways of the devil, the manipulator. That's what I call him. I won't even put his name on. I won't even put his name in capital letters when I write his name down because he don't deserve to be written down. See, I need to be alone sometimes. People say, you're a loner. You stay alone a lot. I stay alone because I be with God. I meditate to listen to my God speak to me. I pray for requests. I pray every morning. At 3 o'clock, I do a Divine Mercy. And you want to hear what my Divine Mercy says? And it's out of the Catholic Church. So when people tell me the Catholic Church sways towards the saints, you're so wrong. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus Christ, I trust in you. Bumper sticker from my church. Jesus is my GPS. Psalm 23, verse 3, he guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Another thing for March, Jesus calls us to follow him. Once we accept that commitment, stewardship flows, and naturally, as disciples, we make a commitment to live a Christ-centered life. As stewards, we strive to show God's love for all creation in our daily lives. In our daily lives. Yes, you need a personal relationship with Christ. 100%. And there are Protestants out there and born-agains out there that have more of a personal relationship than some of my Catholic brethren that go to church with me on a Sunday. They see me in there with the tattoos, with the this and the that. And I got someone on line one. I got my man John on line one. We're going to put Johnny through. Put him in. Put Johnny through. Johnny, come on, line one.
Mike, you there?
I'm here, buddy.
Hey, man. I had to put the show on tonight, bro. You know, some just told me to put it on, and the words that you're speaking is just, like, inspiring me more and more. You know my situation. You know, a lot of people don't know my situation. You bring me back into the church. You know, I feel and I know that we both became together for a reason. God wanted us to become one again. You know what I mean? I just want to thank you, you know, and the way all the words you're speaking, and it's just like, it has me, like, you know, in tears over here, because I know exactly what we both been through and how, like you said, we when you go to the church and when we walk into the church, how people see how we are. We got our tattoos. I lost my leg. They see you helping me out. But you know what? God don't want us to let it go, man. God wants us to do the right thing, and that's what the way I'm going to follow.
Soldier of Christ, bro, you're my partner. You know this. That ministry will be off the ground in June, and we are going to come to churches, Protestant churches, born-again churches, Catholic churches, whatever church it is. I'm a Christian. You're
whatever
a Christian.
Whatever church it is, my man. God
that's
is
it,
God.
Buddy.
There's only one God, bro.
That's right, brother. I love
that's
you,
that's what
dude.
I believe
thank
in, you know what I mean?
Yes. Thank
all
you.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later, all right? I love you, pal.
I love you too, pal. Bye-bye.
All right, later.
Later. Bye. That's my man right there. My man. Me and that kid did in Noodle. Oh, man. Noodle is a town in Staten Island. You have no idea. You have no idea. And that is my brother. That's my soul brother. Me and him both got the same exact tattoo on the same exact arm. God took me through hell just to get me to heaven. And you remember this, you remember it well. There's 10 commandments. There's number one, I am the Lord your God. You shall not have strange gods before me. Number two, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Number three, remember to keep holy the Lord's day. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, which means lie and gossip, if you want the definition. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not covet your neighbor's goods. Everyone has a difference. Everyone wants to change rules and change all these things and say, see, my church, we pray what we believe. We pray what we believe. And I say this, and I say it with conviction, and I say it with the most utmost respect for all other denominations, but I will say it because I love it, because I am an apostolic faith. We have been taught from the apostles to bring tradition aboard. And I say it with confidence. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven. Seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, from thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Amen. Hallelujah. Give glory to God. I am in fire. Oh, you have no idea how much fire I'm in. I just want to get into another thing, and then we're going to get into another track, because we are having technical difficulties with the music and the speaking. So that means that the Lord wants me to speak tonight. He wants me to speak my words. He wants to use me as an instrument to bring unity to where Pope John Paul II ended. I'm going to begin it. I ain't a priest, but I am a preacher. And I'm proud to become a preacher. I went from a hustler to a preacher, and I am proud, and that's my testimony. You want my testimony? I'll give you my testimony. Okay? 17 years old, I was out there hustling, doing what I was doing, thinking I was the man. At 22, I had a kid out of wedlock. At 23, I had a kid out of wedlock. Got a job with the city. Had heart surgery. Fell in hard times, went right back to the street, thinking I was the man. The BMW, the Cadillac, the house with the jacuzzi, the in-ground pool, different girl of the week, cheating, slapping, this, that, please. It's my testimony and I am not ashamed of it and I never will be ashamed of it. People say stop bringing up your past, but they're the ones that bring it up all the time. So you want to know about it? Here it is. But I will say this, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, because he's a saint. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exorcism that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but became fully awake. They saw his glory and two men standing with him. As they were about to part with him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them. And they became frightened, and they entered the cloud. And in the cloud came a voice that said, This is my chosen son, listen to him. After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not, at that time, tell anyone what they had seen. Well, they did tell everyone what they seen. They wrote it in the Bible. And I'm glad they did. Because let me tell you, follow the Lord. And listen, I've watched Joel Osteen. This is not a pro-Catholic show. This is a Christian show. I happen to be Catholic, and I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not Catholic. I am a Christian who believes in the Catholic Church, the universal church. Go to the dictionary. Catholic means universal. We've had our discrepancies, all of us Christians, with the ways we think and this and that. I told you a couple of weeks back, 1,000 years ago, a priest was at the altar. He had doubts that that was the body and blood of Christ. You can go into a museum and see it now till this day. The host turned to flesh and the wine turned to blood. When scientists who doubted it did their test, the flesh was of a human heart and the wine that turned to blood was the universal donor of blood. Now you tell me. That's the body and blood of Christ. But if you don't believe it, and if there's a priest that's up there that doubts it, then it's not going to turn into the body and blood of Christ. But I believe in my heart that that's the body and blood of Christ. And it has given me this fire inside of me that I cannot begin to tell you. I make an honest living during the week. I do my radio show on the weekends. This radio show may lead to bigger things. My Aunt Mary thinks I'm going to be the next Joe Osteen. I don't see it that way. I see it as I'm going to work for the Catholic Church, whatever way that is. If that means me being elected for the next 20 years, then so be it. My opinion. Doesn't mean you have to follow my opinion. But I will say this, and this is a reflection written by Pope John Paul, and it's for today. The temptation today is to try to build a world for oneself, forgetting the Creator and His design and loving providence. But sooner or later, we must come to grips with this, that to forget God, to fray the death of God, is to promote the death of humankind and of all civilization. He then goes on and says a prayer for the day, and I will say it with you, and I hope you say it with me, and if you bow your heads, please say it with me. O Lord, you are the source of all that lives and the goal of all of creation. May I learn of your love from creation, and may I respect creation because of your love. Respect everyone. You can't be a Christian and then go out there and spit the N-word. Sorry. You can be a Christian, but you're not really a good Christian if you're doing that. You can't judge someone on the color of their skin or their denomination. Okay, we're going to get into a track now. This is from the Preacher's Kid. Okay, this is called See No Evil. Okay, it's track number 7 off his CD that you can get on iTunes. Same thing with Chris. You can get that on iTunes as well. We are getting into it very shortly. That's what it looks like. Let's come together and take back For people that were tuning in for the first time, you need to be alone sometimes to be with God. Just remember that. You need to meditate to listen. You need to pray for requests. You need to read your Bible every day. Now, if that means you need to read the Bible one chapter a day, so be it. Read one chapter a day. I usually open my book up and I'll read something else, like True Wisdom, 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. Yet we do speak a wisdom to those who are mature, but not a wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysteriously hidden, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew for. If they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they would have known it, they wouldn't have crucified him. I won't get into that. That's all of the subject. I pray for everybody, but, you know, you keep it the way it is. You keep it where it is. You keep where it's at. And then I can do this for you, and you could say this as well. I think we're going to run a little over tonight. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts with your holy gifts. Everyone in the audience, I want you to feel this, so to say it. Let our weaknesses be penetrated with your strength this very day, that I may fulfill all the duties of my state consistently, and that I may do what is right and just. Let my charity be such as to offend no one and hurt no one's feelings, so generous as to pardon sincerely any wrong done to me. Assist us all, Holy Spirit, in all our trials of life. Enlighten us in our ignorances. Advise us in our doubts. Strengthen us in our weaknesses. Help us in all our needs. Protect us in temptations. And console us in afflictions. Graciously hear me, O Holy Spirit, and pour your light into our hearts, our soul, and our minds, and assist us to live a holy life and grow in goodness and grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. And you know what? I'm just chatting with people on Facebook while I'm doing my show. Still on, but I'm going to get off of the Facebook thing right now because that's not right. I should be concentrating on where I'm at. And I want to just get into a couple other things that I want to say because, you know, people get these misconceptions. And see, the Catholic Church comes out with the Catechism of the Catholic Church because we back up everything that's in the Bible with every answer for you. See, some people don't know this. So people leave the church and they think like, oh, the Catholic Church ain't the true Church of Christ. I believe it is. Protestants don't believe it is. But us Protestant brethren, my born-again brethren, we've come to the fact it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, what is a relationship of sacraments to Christ? And here's your answer. The mysteries of Christ's life are the foundation of what he would henceforth dispense in sacraments through the ministers of his church. What is the link between sacraments and the church? Christ has entrusted the sacraments to his church. They are sacraments of the church in a twofold sense. They are from her insofar as they are actions of the church, which is the sacrament of Christ's action, and they are for her. For her is the church, inasmuch as they build up the church. Now, what is a sacramental character? Here's your answer. It is a spiritual seal bestowed by the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and holy orders. It is a promise and a guarantee of divine protection. By virtue of this seal, the Christian is configured to Christ, participates in a variety of ways in his priesthood, and takes his part in the church according to different states and functions, being a lector, being a Eucharistic minister, being this, whatever. He is therefore set apart for divine worship and a service of the church, because this character is indelible of the sacraments that impress it on the soul are received only once in a life. And I will give you a second one. What is the relationship between the sacraments and faith? The sacraments not only presuppose faith, but with words and ritual elements, they nourish, strengthen, and express it. By celebrating the sacrament, the church professes the faith that comes from the apostles. This explains the origin of the ancient saying, lex orandi, lex curandi. That is, the church believes as she prays. Like I told you before, the Catholic Church, my father would tell me when he was younger, was only in Latin. In Latin. They changed it to English so people... See, you got to understand something. I could read Latin, but I might not be able to pray Latin the way I would be able to pray English. So we have an English Mass, and that's a good thing. For some people, it's not. People want us to go back to the Latin Mass. But I invite any one of you, anyone, any Christian, Muslim, Jewish, whatever religion you are, I respect all your religions, all your faiths. Personally, me, when you say you're spiritual, it's a cop-out. You know there's a God. It's that you don't want to follow the certain rules and regulations. See, some people say, oh, you're preaching too hard. You're preaching it too hard. What are you doing? What are you doing? I ain't preaching it too hard. I didn't preach it too hard. You know why? Because I had a dream. So we're going to get into another track. And this is from PK. And it's called I Had a Dream. Track number 10 off his album, Hear No Evil, See No Evil. This track can be found on iTunes. This is my brother in Christ. He is a born-again Christian at the Victory Church.
I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together.
I had a dream of pops preaching to the nation. Millions of souls claiming salvation. My mother taught women how to be wives. Don't stand behind your man, right on his side. My wife taught girls how to be ladies. Highly esteem yourself from a seed to a daisy. My children just spreading good news. Rebuking spirits, witchcraft and abuse. Preachers held higher than presidents. Standing ovations when accepting the edifice. Young people just living for the Lord. In school, not ashamed. Throwing up their swords. Being a virgin was popular to marriage. Satan's after you, he's the spirit you savage. And pastors were the true role models. And robbed the church or drank the bottle. Have 100% tithing. No backbiting, no backsliding. No jealousy, no more envy. If I made a mistake, they won't condemn me. New Year's Eve, a born again parade. Millions of us sleeping, now Jesus saved. Jesus' name, we preach with authority. Physically, spiritually, no more poverty. We follow Christ, just like disciples. Nothing had more value than my Bible. The anointing was the most wanted thing. Jesus Christ was the most wanted king. I had a dream. Go to hell, believe me, that sin ain't hard to tell. Get right, church, and let's go home. The King of Kings is on his throne. It's time to get life while we got life. So the lifesaver can change your life. It's your life and it's your choice. And I got one mic and I got one voice. And I'ma let it be known that this is the way. Choose who you're gonna serve on this day. I'ma preach this until I stop breathing. Don't mind me, I'm just daydreaming.
Preacher's kid, I had a dream. Told you, man, I don't play no whack Christian hip hop. No, we come hard. We bring it hard for Jesus in Jesus' name. You know, someone said to me the other day, you don't seem like you're a Catholic. You seem like you're a Christian. You have no idea how my head wanted to burst when I heard that. I am a Christian. And I have a personal relationship with Christ that people wish they had. And I see the wolves in the sheep's clothing come out and they attack the people I love. And they attack the people around me to make them at odds with me. over my preaching, over my way of life, over the way I feel. I'd rather take a minimum wage job, do this. This is my service to God. I am a lector at my church to see the smile on my younger son's face as I was in my suit last night doing the 7 o'clock mass, and they had the band playing, and the whole church was clapping, and people were like, are we in a Baptist church or a Catholic church? Does it matter? We're in a Christian church. We're Christians. Don't forget it. People say, you Catholics are crazy. Yeah, I am crazy. Crazy for the Lord. My old house is a sanctuary. You got to see my friend John's house. He's got the Last Supper. He's got things all over his house. And this is before his accident. He was a holy man. But you go through things in life that get you to where you need to be. So I'll never be ashamed of my past, nor will I ever be ashamed to walk with my head high that says that I am now a preacher. Oh, he's a holy roller. I'm a holy roller. Let's roll a 7, baby. The perfect number 7. The Sunday. The Son of Man. The Son of God. The Son of Mary. Sunday is the holy day. See, as we speak, the Lord is building. He's preparing it for us. He's preparing the city of God. Because if you fall victim to the city of humans, you will fall victim. You will never get back up. You want to talk about people and judge people, you will continue to do the things you judge the people on. I am not perfect. I gave up smoking for Lent. You know what happened? I wound up smoking a cigarette. You know what happened? There was a snowstorm. You know what I did? I walked to church for confession because I felt guilty that I smoked a cigarette. People say to me, oh, why would you do that? You could just go in your house and pray to Jesus. No, you can't. Just like the priest said, I am not forgiving your sins. Jesus is forgiving your sins. He is using me as an instrument. He is using me as an instrument. Love fulfills the law. Romans chapter 13, 8 through 10. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, whatever other commandments there may be are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. Love, my friend. I love you. I love you. The people that mock me on Facebook, I love you. The people that are atheists, I love you. I feel bad for you, but I love you. My born-again brethren, I love you. My Protestant brethren, I love you. My Baptist brethren, I love you. I am Michael Anthony Oliva. I am proud to say I am a Christian. I am proud to say that I am here, and the soldiers of Christ is going to live on. And it is going to be on me and John Piero, and he won't mind me saying his name. That's my partner. And I want to say one more thing before I get off the air. We are running a little late. We did have technical difficulties tonight. It does happen on the radio. I do apologize to anyone that was listening for the first time. Okay? Passion of Christ, strengthen me under the pressure. Strengthen me under the pressure of temptation. Strengthen me when principle is at stake. Strengthen me to do your will, my God. Strengthen me in moments of suffering, in times of loneliness, in periods of depression. Strengthen me that I may never swerve from you, dear Christ, nor weaken through human respect, through a desire to be popular, through the hope of social distinction. Strengthen me to accept my cross and carry it generously to the end on the battlefield of life. Stand by me that I may never prove a traitor in your ranks. Stand by me that I may not be dazzled by the glittering glow of an enemy camp. Now to all my Christian brethren, these all come out of a Catholic devotional. We are about Christ. He is the body. He is the head. Sorry, and the church is his body. Show respect, because when you bash the Catholic Church, you're bashing Jesus. End of story. God bless you. Good night. I love you all. And we're going to go out on one more track. And I am out. I love everybody. Love yous all. Big shout out to my friends. They know who they are. Everyone that was hitting me up on Facebook saying we were having problems. Jesus is real to me from the preacher's kid. And I'm out. I love you, man. Peace, love, happiness, hope, charity, faith. Keep it moving.
The realest thing my Savior did for me is that He died for me.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me.
Winning it, start living it. Pick up your cross and put down your cigarette. I know you're sick of it, the liquor, the coke. Only guarding it and get destroyed and yoke. My pops taught me marriage for grown folk. I furnished me in Christ's middle of the smoke. I'm a firefighter in a fiery trial. Middle of the flames, I can see Christ's smile. Try and walk a mile in a man to guard shoes. Get this annoying, pay man to guard dues. Boost my iniquity, I'm not even worthy. Don't lay hands with the spirit. Man, dirty. We all fall, that's no excuse. You can't do with the devil drinking sin and juice. Known as a threat to the kingdom of Satan. Demons know which kingdom you face.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me.
This is that sent me. Satan can't beat me, all he do is tempt me. Without Christ, I'm empty, nothing at all. For money, y'all will give up rights like Esau. That's why we fall, we're not living it. Your mind is the doorway to your spirit. When Jesus knocked, open and receive him. He rewards those that diligently seek him. Mighty man of valor, Holy Ghost power. Lord, anoint me with a spiritual shower. Now is the hour, time to come to Christ. Bring down the walls of Jericho. In your life, Paul almost got a gripper to be a Christian. Still saved even after benediction. Face affliction, I'm in the hand of God. Reincarnation came back a man of God.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me.
Between heaven and hell, Christ got holes in his hand from the nails. Out of spiritual jail, got new liberty. Can't preach your mind filled with iniquity. Sin in the ministry, God coming back. They high off iniquity like spiritual crack. I'm like Abel around 10 killer games. Pastors get hurt, but they never show the pain. Making it plain, singing in the rain. Wondering, is my living in vain? Let me explain, these trials make you just be it baptized. Don't save you. The world hates you. The world hates Christ. Through his death, he gave me life. I preach truth and they don't understand. By the grace of God, I am what I am.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me. He's so real to me.
He's so real.
That is why I love him so.